always present in our lives. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He doesn't forget us. He is always working in our favor. And it's so important as men and women of God that we know who we are in Christ. If we don't know who we are, we're going to accept a lot of what I always call wood nickels. Amen. So when you know who you are in God, you're going to just accept a true nickel that is silver. So God is truly our best friend, our comforter in all areas of our lives. He will always be with us. He will always provide for us. He will always bless us and continually open the windows of heaven for us. Amen. So think about that today when you go through your life, for your daily activity. God is with us. And don't worry about Sally. Thank God and keep moving, because we are all still going to be here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. I'm Minister Reed, and I'm going to pray. Angels for protection prayer. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels in great abundance in our presence, the presence of everyone that we have prayed for today, and into our homes, cars, trucks, lands, property, buildings, and workplaces, to protect us, guard us, and to force out, drive out, and cleanse out all evil, wicked demon, and tormented spirits from our presence in our homes, cars, trucks, lands, property, animals, workplaces, and send them back to the pits of hell from where they come from. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. We ask you to put a hedge of protection, Lord Jesus, around our minds, around each of us, to protect us from the enemy. We ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves, our family. We pray for all members of Congress and of the armed forces of our nation, all our intercessors, teachers, pastors, friends, enemies, neighbors, doctors, lawyers, scientists, dentists, all people of Israel, everyone we go to church with, and all your workers. We lay them on the altar today. We cover everybody in the blood of Jesus and the anointing. Father God, put your hedge of protection around us this day and the rest of our lives in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We ask you to let us say that you are our Lord, our refuge, our fortress, and our God in whom we can trust. We ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. We ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under your shadows to take refuge. We ask you to let your faithfulness and truth be our shield and armor. We ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the deadly pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, and not to let any come near us. We ask you to give your angels charge over us and keep us in all your ways, and let your angels' hands lift us up so we do not even stumble or dash our foot against a stone or be hurt in any way. We ask you to let us tread upon the lion and serpent, and let us trample the young lion and the serpent under our feet. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to answer us when we call upon you. Be with us in trouble. Deliver us, honor us, and satisfy us with a long life, and show us your salvation in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that these things are written in Psalms 91, that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And we thank you that we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we thank you that we can say you are our God, our refuge, our fortress, and our God, whom we can trust. We thank you for delivering us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. We thank you for covering each of us with your feathers. We thank you that we can walk under your wings and take refuge. We thank you that your faithfulness and truth is our shield and armor. We thank you that we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We thank you that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, and none will come near us. We thank you for giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, and that your angel hands will lift us up so we do not dash our foot against a stone. We thank you that we can tread upon the lion and serpent and trample the young lion and the dragon under our feet. We thank you that when we call up on you, you will answer us and be with us in trouble. Deliver us, honor us, satisfy us with a long life, and show us your salvation in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made assure them openly and triumph over them in himself. We claim all that victory for our lives. We reject all the insinuation, accusation, and temptations of Satan. We affirm that the word of God is true, and we choose to live in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, and in fellowship with you. Open our eyes and show us the errors of our life that do not please you. Work in us to cleanse us from all ground that would give Satan a foothold against us, in Jesus' name. We do in every way stand in all that it means to be your adopted child, and we welcome all the ministry of your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray that now and through our lives, you will strengthen and enlighten us. Show us the way Satan and his demonic spirits are trying to hinder, tempt, lie, and distort the truth in our lives. Enable us to be the kind of person that will please you. Enable us to be aggressive in prayer and faith. Enable us to be aggressive mentally, to think about and practice your word, and to give you your rightful place in our lives, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we place all of our cares, all of our anxieties, all of our worries, and all of our concerns, and all of our fears once and for all on you, because we know that you love us and watch over us, according to 1 Peter 5 and 7, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may all those prosper who love you, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will establish Jerusalem and make her a praise in the earth, in Jesus' name. And we thank you and praise you today. We glorify and magnify your name. And God, we thank you right now. You say give thanks in all things with whatever is going on in our life. And we're going to pray the victory over fear right now. In every area of our life. Father, when I'm afraid, I will put my confidence in you. Yes, I will trust your promises. And since I trust you, what can mere man do to me? In Jesus' name. You have not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You have not given me a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline, sound judgment. Therefore, I'm not ashamed of the testimony of my Lord. I have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear, but I have received a spirit of adoption as a son or daughter by which I cry out, Abba, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus, you delivered me when through fear of death have been living all my life as a slave to constant dread. I received the gift you left me, peace of mind and heart, and the peace you give isn't fragile like the peace of the world gives. in Jesus' name. I cast away troubled thoughts, and I choose not to be afraid. I believe in God. I believe in God in Jesus' name. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Protect me from danger, whom I shall fear. When evil men come to destroy me, they will stumble and fall. Yes, though a mighty army marches against me, my heart shall show no fear. I'm confident that you will save me. I thank you today that you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? When the enemies and the foes come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing these things to my remembrance when I'm tempted to be afraid. I will trust in my God. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I thank you today. I glorify and I magnify your name. Father God, you told us in your word that there is victory in you. And we thank you, God. You said all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. You say give thanks in all things. Father God, during this time of Hurricane Laura, the pandemic, Sally, and whatever is going on in this life, we thank you because you say give thanks in all things. Because no matter what's going on, you are in control. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof and everything that's in it. You came to us, God. You say you make the crooked place straight and you prepare a way for us even before we get there. You are the Lord of peace. You are God of comfort. Whatever is happening, whatever we's going through, there is peace in the midst of the storm. You say you are our comforter, and we receive that today in the Jesus' name. Father God, you say you came to mend the broken heart and to heal us today. You say you give us all for gladness, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that we have joy because we have strength. We thank you that our cup is overflowing with joy in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the peace you're giving us, the world can't give it and the world cannot take it away. We thank you for the peace of God that's ruling and reigning in our life. We thank you that when we lay down at night and sleep, we don't have to worry because you are watching over us. You got our back, God. We don't have to worry about a thing. And we thank you, God, that you are in control. The earth is yours and everything that's in it. We thank you, God. You said in your word, you wish that none shall perish. You say all soul belongs to you. You wish that we all will come to repentance. So, God, we touch in agreeing today that you will send your word in the highways, the hedges, and compel men, women, and boys and girls to come and surrender their life to you. They can't come to you except you draw them. So draw the people that lost and don't know you and the pardon of their sins. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed. Inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria.